Welcome to Use or Lose Sports. Is there a reason for that? Or he's doing because of the intro?
Yeah, we just want to show.
Tomo, I don't know if you know, man. Well, first of all, I'm Joe Jordan. That's my man Tomo. What's up, Tomo? Before I get tell you what's something, what's up?
What's going on?
What's up, man? Guess what, Tomo?
We at 5?
We are 500, my
hey,
guy.
I knew it, bro.
Intro was going on. We had a subscriber, and it took us at 500 subscribers. So,
hey,
congrats to Refuse to Lose Sport, hey, Tomo, Dave, and Refuse to Lose Family. We are halfway through being monetized, and we got here pretty fast since Tomo and Dave joined us, man. The numbers has been going up. So, definitely appreciate y'all, man. Looking forward to getting over 1,000 subscribers. All right. So, you want to say anything?
Hey, man, hey, shout out to whoever Mr. Five or Mrs. 500 was. Shout out whoever, to God, man.
Whoever Chucky C is. shout out Chucky C.
Shout out to them. Oh, yeah, you can see it. You can see it. Yeah, shout out to them, man. Hey, when you're doing stuff right, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to just say this. We are the Whole Foods of Sports Shows, man. All this is just happening organically. Look, the intro. We was literally just talking about how we was at 498. We got one before we hit start. Yeah. And we got the one as we hit start. Like, come on, man.
Right, cause we was at 497 earlier, and then right before the show, I'm like, oh, 498, and then 499, and boom. So thank you, Chucky C. We appreciate you. Hopefully you'll join us in the comment section. So look, y'all, we got a short show. We only got two topics today. And Carl, yes, it's casual Fridays. We got to hurt the squads, you know. I know the Wizards won their last game. Soon to y'all. Last two. And you know, we're in the winning streak too. So we pretty up on our teams right now. So that's why Dave had to sit out. You know, because Miami took an L, you know. But my man, hey, say travel. He's traveling right now, so he's not going to be on right now. So look for it. We thought we would see him today, but we didn't. We'll see him Monday, though, God willing. Yep. So let's get the show started, y'all. Like this video if you haven't already. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hey, you could be 501. First subscriber on the second half of 500, second half to 1,000, right? And share this video with somebody that you guys know so they could come on watch live with us. Also, use that comment section. As you can see, Carl is doing, taking a shot.
Taking shots already.
At the Terps, you know. So, Carl being Carl. So, use that comment section. We can see all the comments. Shout out to Teddy. We can see all the comments y'all will be putting down as we go through the show, as you can see them on the screen. And we will respond to them. So, Tomo, talk about those. Hey, we got 500 now.
Yeah.
500. Teddy, 500. All right. So, Tom, we'll talk about those IG chats.
Man, I think those IG chats helped us get to 500. So, I'm definitely about to talk about them IG chats, man. We got the NFL chat, the NBA chat, college football chat, college basketball, March Madness. Then you got boxing, and then you have the MLB chat. I mean, I don't know too much about baseball, but that's why I tune in when we have our baseball episodes. So, the baseball chat, they catching you, they getting you all caught up. We get all the latest news, talks of the town, people possibly dating each other. We get injury updates. We get trade news. We get all of this before all of your famous apps like ESPN, Bleacher Report. We get all this information before any of those apps, even the NFL app and the NBA app. We get all the information before that, and you'll get it in each individual chat. But also, the chats is just not for updates and news. We have heavy debates in there as well. And if you want to be a part of those debates, hit us up on our social medias. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Refuse to Lose Sports. Hit us up on Twitter at R2L Sports. And you can hit us up on Facebook at Refuse to Lose Sports. But again, if you're on Facebook, come on over to YouTube. You want to be that 501, chop a style, chop, chop. Come on over. And then subscribe on YouTube. And if I missed anything, everything's in the ticker below. So you can come, you can actually get in the chat and check me and be like, look, bro, you was wrong. I had to read the ticker. Mm-hmm. So,
and also, we got to add this to the ticker. We also, any audio platform, podcast platform, Apple Podcast, Spotify, you know, any iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, all that stuff, you can actually listen. To Refuse to Lose on your way to work, you feel me? On your way to parent your kids, on the way to anywhere, and you can't put up the YouTube and watch it. You can always listen to us on any podcast platform. All right, so that's awesome. We're gonna add that to the ticker for the next show. So let's start the show and enjoy the rest of it. Let's start off with those Clippers. The Clippers, man. ever since they not putting the blame on Westbrook, but since they signed Westbrook, they are 0-4. 0-4. Now they did play they lost to some playoff caliber teams, but they 0-4 at the end of the day. So we're gonna talk about the West is stacked. The West got a lot of potential teams that could potentially get to the finals. So are the Clippers true contenders in the Western Conference? Time will kick us off.
Okay, so I don't want to marginalize my comment here, but there's a thing, you know, in the black community, right? We all have Andy's Clippers. You know, you got to get your line up right sometimes. Sometimes you got to trim your beard up. You know, you got your hand mirror just in case you want to get the back. And sometimes you got to get a new razor for your Clippers because it's just not cutting right. Or sometimes you just got to replace the Clipper itself. These Clippers not working right now. Looks like they need a new razor. They thought Russ was going to be the new razor. I mean, he may be the little electrical tape you wrap around the cord so you can keep that shot going for a little while, but it's something else missing here. And I don't want to, like you said, we don't want to blame it all on Russ. But last night, no, they're not contenders. First of all, I'm going to say no, they're not contenders. But last night put the nail in the coffin for me, man. It's just like, are the Warriors just this much championship breaded? That should be the question. Are the Warriors really a championship breaded team to where the fact that they could just keep coming back almost every night from these double digit leads and win games by double digits? Or are the Warriors just that lackadaisical as a basketball team at this point? And I don't want to blame Ty Lue because Ty Lue is a great coach. You got folks like Draymond said this after the game, they got up 11, but we were still right there because we were defending and taking care of the ball. Like, that's just classic basketball right there. But if you look at the roster on the other side with the Clippers, once they got up 11, they should win that game, right? Not lose it. So, look, Clippers. I don't know, man. Get some Clipper oil or something for them. They're not contenders right now. Paul George coming out on podcast talking about something. He's not the person that should lead a team or be the elite guy to win a championship. It's a lot going on with that organization right now. I don't know what to put my finger on. Maybe you can help us out, Joe.
All right. I have no problem with Paul George saying what he's saying. You know, he's just recognizing that, like, I'm okay with Kawhi being a guy. He said that before. He said last year that Kawhi, he let everybody know. Is it PG? Is it Kawhi? He said, no, it's Kawhi. Then PG. So I respect that. Now, they're on a four-game losing streak. But in this four-game losing streak, Kawhi ain't the problem. In this four-game losing streak, Kawhi averaging 30 points a game, shooting 60% from the field and 63% from three. Their problems, Norman Powell. Norman Powell is normally a spark. He's normally a guy that comes in and get real streaky. He's reliable when it comes to scoring. In this four-game stretch, Norman Powell is averaging 12 points a game, shooting 32% from the field. Eric Gordon, I mentioned this in the NBA chat. Make sure you guys join those chats. In the NBA chat, I said, Eric Gordon, he's a defensive liability. Mm-hmm. He's on the floor too much. He's probably the worst defender. And on top of that, he's shooting 32% from the field, 28% from three. I mean, we got you here, bro. I'm not a Clipper guy. I'm a Kings guy, as you can see. But speaking in the Clipper form, we got you here so you can shoot threes. We ain't bring you here for nothing else. And you shooting 28% so far, last four games. Westbrook. 4 from 14 from three. That's three and a half threes he shot in a game to shoot in the game, which is too many for Westbrook. He got 34 assists total, but 17 turnovers total. So every two assists he gets is a turnover. Patrick Beverly, 19 assists since he's been a Bull, 4 turnovers. So Patrick Beverly is taking care of the ball more than Westbrook, basically. And now I know Westbrook got the ball in his hands more, probably, most likely. But like I said, 34 assists, 17 turnovers, 19 assists, 4 turnovers. So Westbrook is not taking care of the ball himself. But at the sound of that, I think they are contenders, Tomo. At the end of the day, it's a new roster. I mean, at the end of the day, Ty Lue is still – you can tell Ty Lue, you watch these games, he put in different lineups in like middle of the game, different lines you'll see from game to game at the end of the game. Like he's playing with the roster right now and see how like what works, what doesn't work. As long as they stay afloat within that one through six seed, they should be okay. Right now they are the seventh seed. I understand that, but they also play a tough schedule. They play all teams that's in playoff contention, which most of us will be playing going forward. They play us, the Sacramento Kings. They play the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are in the play-in contention. They play the Warriors, who were the fifth seed yesterday. And they play Denver, who are number one seed. So they play us in double overtime, Denver in overtime. The Warriors was a close game, and Jordan Poole just went crazy. And Minnesota was a close game. So I think that's just wrinkles. That's just new team still trying to figure it out. So I think they are contenders. I will say they are.
You are very nice. As a Kings fan, you are very nice. You're giving them a lot right now. But the Minnesota is one game back, so that's going to be a very important mm-hmm. game for them. And then look what you just said about Russ shooting threes. Like, Russ, yeah. don't shoot the threes. Stop shooting threes and let Eric Gordon do the threes. And then you maneuver it like that. So I'll take that. I like that point you put there. They're still trying to figure out the chemistry of everything. But at this point in the season, in the West, like, you can do that out East. That's probably why Patrick Beverly is, like, not turning the ball over. But you can't do that in the West right now. Like, you got the Suns right there. All they literally like two games away from, like, being on the same page. You got the Mavericks, who just proved it. And I know we're going to talk about them in a minute, but you got the Mavericks, who are, like, gelling. Now's not the time to be losing 11 and 12 point leads. Like, I know it's the NBA, everybody can shoot, but now is not the time for that.
I like that. He said, "Yeah, you can mess around in the East, and I'm messing around in the West."
Not right now.
Wild West. All right, so the next topic, let's talk about Kyrie Irving and Luka. Poe put up 40 pieces on Embiid. Sorry, J-Mo. On Joel Embiid in the Sixers after coming off a big win without Joel Embiid against Miami. Sorry, Dave. And they look like they clicked. It looked like, at the end of the game, they was executing. They did good. Even though, matter of fact, Dallas was actually up. And then Philly made a run at the end of the game. But they closed it out. That's all that matters. They closed it out, and they both dropped 40 pieces. So I'm going to kick this one off. Did Dallas figure it out? I'm not going to say they figured it out yet, but they will eventually. I said that when they first got together. Now, we got to remember, this ain't Kyrie Irving's first time playing for a new team. He's been through this rodeo before. Or not just playing with a new team. This is not his first time playing with a new superstar. We all know he was in Cleveland by himself. When he was in Cleveland by himself, he didn't have a superstar next to him. Soon LeBron showed up. They started off 1-3. And then the next 16 games, they went 12-4. So they figured it out eventually. All right? He goes to Boston. I will never forget, they played Cavaliers first game of the season. Gordon Hayward got hurt. They lost. They lost the second game. They went 0-2, and then they went 16 games straight. And that team went all the way to Eastern Conference Finals. All right, and that Cavs team went to the finals. And then you go to KD, and you know. KD, and you know, when he first got there, their first seven games, they went 3-4. That team was a game seven, a toenail away from going to the finals for real. Basically, they would have beat Atlanta. And that's with Kyrie being hurt and James Harden also. So I think they will figure it out. Don't forget, when Kyrie, the issue is, like, they're two superstars. All right, so it's going to take some bumps to roll. Like, everybody's not a KD where you can just drop him anywhere and he's going to fit. Don't forget, when Kyrie first showed up, Kyrie played two games without Luka. They won both of those games, one against the Kings. Oh, my gosh. And both of those games, they had their season high in points in the first half, both of those games. The first game, both their season high. And the second game against us, they eclipsed that again. So when Luka comes back, they go 0-3, but then close games, just down the stretch. They don't know, they haven't built that chemistry yet. And then you saw yesterday, they was able to build not 0-3, they actually beat the Spurs. And then they actually built a little cushion, and they was actually able to finish the game off with both of them shooting good. So I don't think they figured it out yet, but I think they will figure it out. This is the right step towards figuring things out.
So, just to go back to that Gordon Hayward thing, I forgot about all about that. And I'm going to tell you a quick little story, right? So at my former job, right, we were sitting around and we were all having a conversation one day. And we were just talking about Kyrie and LeBron and basically about who should have won the MVP in the finals and all of this, right? And then Kyrie left and went to Cleveland. I said, all right, so since Kyrie want to run the team so bad, this would got to happen. He got to take the Boston Celtics to the playoffs by himself. And everybody kept talking about Gordon Hayward this, Gordon Hayward that, and he going to help him. I said, all right, so what if Gordon Hayward get hurt the first game of the season and he got to go out there and win? So I was, and then I came to work the next day after that injury, and they was like, "You put that bad homage on him. Why would you do that?" I said, "I didn't think that was gonna happen."
Ain't been the same since.
Haven't been, man. Especially coming from Utah, there must be something with Utah over there. There's something in that water. But
what? Donovan Mitchell bouncing back, so.
And he went to Cleveland. Look, you got. I guess you got to play for Cleveland. That's what it is, right?
That's messed up. Hey, Cleveland, our Cleveland viewers, that was all time, all right? That wasn't me. So
they know they don't mistake by the lake. That's their nickname. Like, okay, the people from there call him that. But have they figured it out? I'm going to say a little bit of yes and a little bit of no, because like J-Mo pointed out in the comments here, they shot a lot of threes. Like, that's an ample amount, like, to make any team look good. If you hitting from three-point, you're going to look great. Like, look at the Warriors at times. And I'm not saying they're a bad team, but just look at the Warriors at times. When they hitting from threes, you just like, yo, this team is on and there ain't nothing you can do about it. But when they off, they off. However,
make a miss.
The Mavs are the flip side of what I was saying about the Clippers. Remember when we said the Clippers, it's a bad time for them to try to figure it out? The Mavs had some injuries in their way, but they can figure it out, unlike with the Clippers. The Clippers don't have the shooters to figure it out. Meanwhile, the Mavericks do. Also, I got a quote here, right? Someone said they already had one wizard. It was tough. They had one wizard with the basketball with Luka. Now they got two. What you going to do with that? I mean, even though they both may be ball dominant at times, but if you got two people out there that can generate a bucket for themselves and possibly the next four people on the court at any time, the double team is just crazy. Like, you can't double team because you do Uncle Drew. He saw you up, then he had the rim, and his finishing at the rim is crazy.
It is.
But they're still in the West. I'm sorry. The West just got too tough. It's going to be very entertaining. These playoffs, hey, shout out to the NBA. They know how to make the playoffs entertaining, and they know how to make you stay up past 12 on the East Coast because all these games is good. Like, none of them are boring. So have they figured it out? Possibly. Will they be the best duo going into the playoffs? We do not know yet because I like – Fox and Sabonis. I also like the Nuggets duo because Jamal Murray seems like he's rounding back into form coming off of those two injuries. So I like him and Jokic too. Then you can't leave out the Suns. They may be a trio, but I'm going to call it a duo for now because D-Book don't like to get double teamed.
Like the thing.
Oh, man, sad. But look, Cleveland viewers. Tomo is still, you see his jersey. He's still upset with that crab dribble. That's probably why he made that comment about Cleveland.
Or anybody from Cleveland, don't tap my shoulder neither. I'm still worried. I'm still mad about that too.
But I know we talk a lot about Kyrie and Luka get it together. Tomo, the X factor to this experiment is not really Luka and Kyrie. Now, obviously, they're the players that got to get it together. But the true X factor is Jason Kidd. Now, this is when I'm not saying he's not capable or I'm not saying he's not doing a good job. I'm just saying he's going to be the reason because when you're coaching two superstars that are kind of ball dominant, and Kyrie is not a ball dominant guy. He can actually play off the ball, but you get what I'm saying? Like, he's more of a scorer, and to score the ball, you got to have the ball in your hands, right? So when you're playing with two prolific scorers on the same team, coaching has to come into play. You have to be able to manage the egos, number one. You got to be able to put them in the right positions to make the timely plays. You got to make sure, okay, at the end of the game, like the game before, he put the ball in Kyrie's hand versus Luka. Like, little stuff like that, he's going to have to make great decisions and put them in great positions to do great things. So I think Jason Kidd is a true X factor for this whole experiment because Luka has been very ball dominant. And that, not saying he's not coaching, but what Steve Kerr is doing is more of an imprint of what they got, like all the ball movement, all that stuff, or with Mike Brown, shout out to Sacramento. But what Kidd has done with the Mavericks, now defensively, you can see it, but offensively, it's a lot of decision-making by Luka. And now he got a superstar next to him. Jay Kidd going to have to make it work. So I'm curious to see how this stuff will work and how Jay Kidd will make this happen.
That's a good element that you throw into this gumbo pot. But I think he can make it work because you got to think he was with proven vets. Like, remember, he was coaching Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. Like, what more proven vets is there? Even though they are, they have a chemistry and a friendship there, so that makes it a little bit more easier to coach. But with these two, you can literally sit them down, and Luka can be coached. Like, he's not one of them players. It's like, I'm not listening to my coach, or he's deemed uncoachable. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think he could literally sit them two in the room and be like, hey, this is how we made it work, and this is how you can make it work.
Hey, I see why Jane was making these comments. They beat Philly. Okay, but he's not lying. But I see why he's like, y'all better point this out. We need to lose it. They had a crazy game. That's why they beat us.
Hey man, plus minuses was going crazy in Dallas.
All right, so let's wrap this up, man. Hey, sorry we had to leave y'all so soon, but look, like this video, subscribe. We got 500, man. We about to hit 1,000 very soon. Subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't. Thanks for those who subscribed so far and those who will in the future. Appreciate you guys for using that comment section. Y'all always here with us in the comments. We really, truly appreciate y'all, right? And y'all can still share this video and send it to somebody, and they can go watch this live. Now, I'm going to do something that we normally don't do. Immediately right after, we're going to break these up. Because, you know, it's not hard. It's only two topics. We're going to break these up immediately after the show. So you can go back and go to the actual topic you want to listen to. And Tombo, quickly talk about those IG chats.
Come on, man. Y'all see them going up over here. We had somebody had a heart-to-heart conversation earlier about how they became a Mavericks fan in one of these chats. Again, all of these chats are located on Instagram. We have an NFL chat, an NBA chat, a college football chat, a college basketball chat, a boxing chat, and an MLB chat. And again, with all of these chats, you get all the latest information, news, trades. Like I said, we may have some people dating. You know, we get a little TMZ sometimes in the sports world, so we talk about that too. there we go. But outside of that, it's an overall community. Like, you can go into one of these chats and you can't know nothing about one of the sports. So I encourage you to actually join a chat that you don't know anything about the sport. And that way you can learn more and you may become a fan of it. That's another thing you get with these IG chats. And if you want to follow any of these chats, like I said, I encourage you to join one that you don't know about, but I encourage you to join them all as well. So look, hit us up in the DMs on one of our social media platforms below. Like I said, you can hit us up on Instagram and TikTok at Refuse to Lose Sports. Hit us up on Twitter at R2L Sports. And again, if you're on YouTube and you want to hit us up on Facebook, it's Refuse to Lose Sports. And if you're on Facebook, make sure you come over to YouTube and subscribe, Refuse to Lose Sports. Remember, don't forget the sports, because every time y'all type in Refuse to Lose, Future might pop up. We need you to make sure you put it in the sports.
Yes, sir. So we get our last words in. Sacramento, we got the Clippers tonight. Let's make their day worse, okay? They on a four-game losing streak. We're on a four-game win streak. Let's keep it going. We both could be on a five-game streak. We both could be on one. We on the winning end, though. All right? So, D. Fox, I need you to put up. Hey, shout out to Bibby for put some bread on us. Fox, my man Bibby, 25. You got me? All right, my man. Let's get it. Oh, yeah, by the way, De'Aaron Fox. Seven games in a row, he scored 30 or more points. My man about to turn up. He about to turn up. Let y'all know he's one of these top point guards. Best two-way PG in the league. Jrue Holiday, yeah, I said it. Best two-way PG in the league. Go ahead, Tomo.
You said that about Fox?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just making sure because I heard Jrue Holiday at the end. I just want to make sure.
You let Jrue Holiday know I'm saying it.
Ready to fight me? I agree with you.
Like the beat. Okay.
Look, man, Wizards, you're on a two-game win streak. You got to bounce back Saturday and do it again, man. You got to play Toronto one more time. This is the first experience of, like, some playoff atmosphere where you play the same team in almost 48 to 24 hours.
Get it.
If you could do it again, then we proving something. We might be coming for that AC, man. I told y'all, look, that question we asked earlier this week, we might need to be flip-flopping a little bit. Can the Heat fall out? And can the Wizards go, you know what I'm saying? Hey, DC, stand up. And to them Spartans, look, the 10-4 you hat mans, y'all better make sure you better make sure y'all beat Ohio State. Because if you don't, I got something for you in that college basketball chat. Remember that.
Hey, y'all are two games in the play-in. Mm-hmm. And they are two games out the sixth seed.
Same. So you heard it here first.
We might got to bring that topic back up. All right. So that's all we have for y'all today, and we'll see y'all on Monday next episode.
Peace.
Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, And also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all the next episode.